Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County.
July 12th, the micro-tunnel boring machine that will drill a 17-mile tunnel to gravity-feed Lake Ouachita water to a treatment plant on Amity Road arrived in Hot Springs. This is part of the city's over $100 million project that is intended to increase the regional water system's daily capacity by over 60%. The Sentinel Record's David Showers has been covering the story and joins us today. David, welcome. To start with, what can you tell me about the over $100 million water supply project the city is undertaking?
Well, it's been a really long process. You have to go almost all the way back to 2004. That was like 10 years before I even started working here. But the city was looking to expand its water supply, so it was trying to get some water out of Lake Ouachita. But I guess because the lake, when it was created in the 40s, the legislation that created that, it was created for flood control and power generation. So any other use outside of that congressional authorization, there's a lengthy bureaucratic process you have to go through to repurpose some of the water for municipal supply or any other purpose that wasn't congressionally mandated. So that took 13 years, believe it or not, to get an amount of water, 50,000 acre feet, which I guess is 50,000 acres and a foot in depth, which the city said that's about as much water that evaporates off the lake on a hot day in the summer. So it took 13 years to get that much water that the city wants. So I think it's about 23 million gallons a day that the city has the rights to now after 13 years. And the city's paying for that money, right? They've been paying for that water since 2017. And it'll probably be next year before any of it's actually in the system and in a tap, because they're paying, the Corps of Engineers says they're paying for storage. They're not paying for water. The water, I guess, is actually owned by the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. So I guess the Corps justifies making municipalities and other people who use the lake water pay for stuff by saying, well, you're not paying for the water, you're paying our storage costs, like the upkeep of the dam and everything. So the city pays over $400,000 a year just to store that water. They've been doing that for 5 years. So they finally signed that storage agreement with the Corps of Engineers in 2017. So now they need money to pay for this huge project to bring this 20 million gallons a day of water online. So they float a bond issue in 2020. I think it's a $110 million bond issue. So that's going to pay for an intake at the lake, this really long raw water line, 17 miles, that's going to carry the Lake Ouachita water all the way down to Amity Road, pay for the new water plant on Amity Road, pay for a finish line to carry the treated water from Amity Road out into the distribution system. And I think those are like the major components of this project. So they've gotten a lot of work done on the raw water line. This is like a 42-inch line that is going to gravity flow water all the way from Lake Ouachita down to Amity Road. A lot of work's been done on that. They're going to open up bids for the treatment plant later this month. You know, that's going to be, I don't know, $20, $30 million maybe. And right now, this company from Wisconsin, Michaels Corp, is working on the lake intake, which involves this tunnel and this drilling machine that was up at City Hall on Tuesday that I guess people are interested in. So yeah, long story.
And this project is set to increase the regional water system's capacity by 60%.
Right. Well, right now the city has two water treatment plants, one up on Upper Lake Hamilton. There's an intake on Upper Lake Hamilton, not far from the dam, Blakely Mountain Dam, that impounds Lake Ouachita. So up there in that narrow chute, Upper Lake Hamilton, that part, the city has an intake. They built that water plant, I think, in the late 1960s, and that's the big water plant. At full capacity, it can produce like 22 million gallons a day. And then they have a much smaller water plant on the north side of town over by the Northwoods recreational area called the Lakeside Plant. It's almost 80 years old. It treats water from the city reservoir at Lake Ricks, which is like even way back further into the North Woods. So those, and that can only treat like maybe 4 million gallons a day at max capacity. But I mean, that's running those plants really hard to be able to produce 25 million gallons of water a day, which you don't, on an average day, like in the spring or winter or fall, you really only need about 15 million gallons, 13 million gallons a day. That's how much demand there is. But in the summer, like you get one of these hot, dry spells, the demand is over 20 million gallons a day. Sometimes those plants are really pushing their capacity. So yeah, this new treatment plant that they're building down on Amity Road, it will be able to treat 15 million gallons a day. And I think it's going to be built in a way to where it can be expanded to treat more water. So you're looking at, right now on a max day, the city can produce about 25 million gallons. When this new source comes into play, you know, probably about 30 million gallons a day. Which, you know, the city's water, I call it the regional water system because it's not just contained to the incorporated area of Hot Springs. Most of the customers in that system live outside the city. They live in Garland County. So I think there's close to 100,000 users on that system, and there's over 35,000 water meters, and 60% of those are outside the city. So a lot of people, not just the people who live in the city, depend on the water system. A lot of the people out in the unincorporated of Garland County also do.
And this raw water line being created is going to be 17 miles long and only 42 to maybe 60 inches in diameter?
Well, the tunnel, I guess this tunnel is really what makes this a really unique project is the fact that your raw water source, Lake Washita, is, you know, almost 20 miles from where you're going to treat it, which, you know, usually you would put your plant right on top of your water source. But the city's consultant said that, well, since both of your water plants are on the north side of your system, you need to be able to feed treated water into the distribution system from another side. This plant, you know, it would be on the south side of the system. So I guess it would improve hydraulics and circulation. So this 17-mile raw water line is, I think, like up at the north part of it, the upstream part of it, it'll be 48 inches in diameter. And then once it gets across, this line has to cross like several bodies of water, several major highways. Once it gets, I think, across Lake Hamilton, it narrows down to 42 inches. So look, you have to cross, I think, Glazipo Creek, Clear Creek, and then you have to cross Upper Lake Hamilton. They're going to have to bore that line underneath those lakes, under Lake Hamilton, and then Big Mazarin Creek, Little Mazarin Creek. And I think this Wisconsin company is going to get a contract for some of those lake crossings. They'll probably use that same machine they're using to drill through Blakely Mountain to drill under some of these creeks like Mazarin Creek.
Is this kind of unprecedented?
Well, they say that tunnel that they're drilling is the longest one of its kind in, excuse me, North America. And I think this is the biggest infrastructure project ever in Garland County. And it's really, when I first started working here, water was really a hot button issue because the city had these like really hot days in 2012 and 2013, and their two plants were about to give out to try to keep up with all the demand. So they put limitations on connections and extensions out in the county. And that created a lot of strife between the city and county. The city says, you know, well, we don't have enough water to be able to be safe on a max day. And the county says, well, you're stifling development. So bringing this new source online allowed kind of those tensions to ease and the city to open up the spigot and bring water out to the county. At the start of last year, the two governments signed a big agreement to where the city would loosen its policy on restrictions and connections out in the unincorporated area in return for getting a percentage of the county's new sales tax growth. So that was a big agreement that the city manager and the county judge came to, and ended over a decade of controversy and strife between Hot Springs and Garland County.
And what can you tell me about this, the microtunnel boring machine itself? It was manufactured in Germany, is that correct?
Yeah, I guess it was built in Germany, and then they shipped it over here. And when it got to Wisconsin, it had to go to Canada to get, I guess, customized specifically for this job.
And do you know what some of those needs or customizations were?
Well, I think they wanted to build, what do they call them, the cutter disc? Build cutter discs that were specific to the kind of geology in Blakely Mountain. Because 3 years ago, the part of this project was, well, let's see what kind of rock formations are along this alignment that we're going to put the tunnel through. So they bored like a 4 or 5 inch core all the way along that alignment to determine what the geology was. And supposedly the cutter teeth and the spinning wheel up there were suited toward that geology in the mountain.
Are there any like particular challenges that kind of exceed the normal that Blakely Mountain kind of poses, or?
I don't think so. I think it was mostly sandstone and shale and a lot of water. I think that's one of the, I'm not a geologist here, but I'll play an armchair geologist. I think that's one of the reason there's so many springs in this area is because there's so many like folds and bends in the rock that water gets in there. So I don't think it was like particularly difficult geography to overcome for that drilling machine.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So the city, if I'm correct, still has yet to open bids for the water treatment plant on Amity Road, is that correct?
Right, right.
And was anything of note mentioned at the pre-bid meeting that happened recently?
I didn't go to that. I don't think I've ever been to a pre-bid meeting. I think those meetings are just kind of like to give the contractors information, or somebody might say, they'll look at the RFP and say, you have a question about it and want something cleared up. But I know the city's hoping that more than one company bids on this project, because I guess with all the issues in the economy and the supply chain, it's hard to get more than one bid on projects. And I wouldn't imagine there's very many companies that are equipped to bid on a project like that.
Is that kind of increasingly becoming a problem, or is, I remember in one of your articles, Burrow kind of seemed to express that expectation that not many bids would come in?
Well, I think they have gotten multiple bidders. I know they've gotten multiple bidders on the raw water line. I'm not sure about the. I think they got multiple bids on the intake too, but you got to think there's really not very many companies that can do jobs like this, have the capacity to pull off things like this. But I should have asked the guy at Michael's yesterday. I wonder what how they're going to retrieve this drilling machine, because it's going to go through the mountain and it's going to be pushed by all the pipe that's actually going to be the pipe that's going to carry water in. And it's going to be pushed, you know, basically out into the lake, and they're going to have to retrieve this thing. So I'm curious as to how they would do that. I mean, it's going to be underwater. I guess they'll have a crane that can go down there, divers. No, this is what these guys do. They supposedly, you know, build tunnels like this all over the world.
Yeah, it sounds kind of daunting. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
I guess that's pretty much all my questions, but what was kind of the timeline for this project?
The timeline is fall 2023. So by next fall, they're hoping to have Lake Ouachita water running out of the taps.
Wow.
Which should be pretty weird. This area is really blessed with a lot of great surface water. When you look at other parts of the country, you know, they're struggling to find water for municipal supply, for industry, but here there's an abundance of it. And the city also has the rights to over 20 million gallons a day in Lake DeGray. So at some point, I think they have to, they don't have to pay for that water while it's being stored for some reason. I guess the congressional act that authorized it is different than the one that authorized the Blakely Mountain Dam. So the city has another 20 million gallons a day of water that it can draw on in 20, 30 years. So we've got two generational water supplies that's something that this area really has going for it compared to some of the other areas in America.
I believe that's everything I had.
I think that's it, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.